Hello, everybody, and welcome to our commentary track for episode one of My Brother and Me, the TV show. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. And I'm going to tell my middle brother, Travis, because I love him. You're coming in pretty hot on your audio.
I'm just so excited to be here, Griffin.
Is your soundboard excited? Can you juice it down a little bit for
check
me?
Because I don't. About I don't now?
Ooh,
about
that's now? Crisp. Ooh,
how
that's
about
crisp.
Now?
Really nice. Ooh, that's crisp.
Okay. This is the time when we get to rest on our laurels and just sort of enjoy the product that we made. If you don't have it, you can get it on CISO.com if you're in the States. And elsewhere, you check on iTunes or Amazon Video or Google Play because it's probably there. I know it's in Canada and the UK and Australia. I choose to believe that everyone will eventually be able to see our television program.
That's just sort of creative visualization. Justin, do you need to, I hate to keep just doing quick production work, but do you need a drink of water? I noticed you're a little
bit
croaky.
Yeah, I'm just going to quick sip.
I'm going to step in here and say I'm excited to talk. Fuck.
Cool. All right. Better. Well, people keep asking if we're going to do a season two, but apparently never, because Justin's got the consumption.
Justin's got a touch of the, he's a
it's
lunger.
Okay, because I'm going to move out to the desert. And,
oh, that'll be good for you. That dry climate.
That dry mountain air. Sure. I do also want to point out that somebody's here working on my windows. And so just sonically, it's going to be awful. It's going to be fucking awful.
I don't know that. It may be okay.
Should we get started?
Yeah, we will. So go ahead and load up your player, whatever that may be. And we'll just count down. We'll say 1, 2, 3, play. And then when we say play, you press play on it. In riff tracks, they have like lines from it to make sure you're lined up. Maybe I could try to do that. I don't know.
Or we'll just start talking about random scenes that we made up and they'll be like, wait, what? Where are they?
Well, that would be a mean way to, that would be mean. I want to do it like good and nice.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this is episode one. Did we say that?
This is episode one. Yes. The first one.
Dorms and ghouls smashing.
Yeah. Do we want to say anything about the episode before we start?
No.
It was probably the first idea that we had. No, it wasn't the first. It was one of the first.
Good commentary. Good start to the commentary.
Well, I will say, here's one
we're
thing
all
I'll
new
say.
To this. Can we not bust each other's chops, please? Can we just, like, try to be supportive?
So we don't have to keep repeating it throughout the filming of the episode, or the viewing of the episode. We recorded all of our episodes more or less in chronological order. So, like, we'll probably point it out at least once, but there are numerous times where the discomfort we might be displaying is 100% real because we had a no fucking clue what we were doing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the first thing you see in the episode is, like, us, like, goofing around, like, oh, wait, what do we do? No, that was really the first thing we shot, and it was very scary. I'm so horny for it. Can we start the commentary already?
Let's get into it. Okay, I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Seeing that. Good CISO. Thank you, CISO.
Logo.
Thanks for the money, CISO.
Barcode. Okay. No, color bars. That's what those are.
That's J.D. Amato's voice. He was our director and showrunner and kind of savior, I guess. Lord and savior, I guess, when it came to this project.
He's the one that really helped the show come together and happen, and without him we would have been utterly lost.
We had a lot of very bad ideas before we got started, and he was the one who turned them into good ideas. We wanted to get him on this commentary, but he's very busy already doing like new stuff that we're really excited about.
I can't stress enough, having made this show, how exciting that clapboard thing actually is.
Oh, yeah.
They let us do it a couple times, and we did a really, really good job. We didn't pinch our fingers or get it caught on our tongues or wieners or anything.
Trav, can you talk about the shirt you're wearing there?
Oh, it's from Charlene's. It's a bar in Brooklyn.
I got to talk about where these are.
Okay.
That's the county
that's
court.
That's my old high school football field.
That's the bridge on the Ohio River. By
we're
the Harris Riverfront Park. Cannon Park. That's the Keith Albee Theater, which you see later in the fourth episode. That's where the blues scene was shot.
That's our daddy. He wears that every day. He's a real pervert about it.
This bird shot, completely and utterly real. We got to the riverfront full of
birds. And
there
was just a bunch of birds. Is that, what was the horse's name? Was it Randy?
Randy. Why was I shirtless in that shot?
You wanted to be, again.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, because it was funny?
I guess. People seem to like it a lot. I was kind of uncomfortable with, like, they were like, do a badass pose in front of the fountain. It's like, that's not us.
So that theme, that intro, which I'll talk about real briefly, has homages to like 5 different TV show openings.
Yeah. Very step by step when they're on the roller coaster.
There's a Hey Dude with the horse. There's the fountain from Friends.
I want to talk about this set. Jill and Seth, Ack and Pucky in Huntington, West Virginia did this set, and it was incredible. There are so many like little in-jokes you can see in the back. There's a donkey poster behind my head. There's my sexpert degrees are on the wall to like over Griffin's shoulder. You can see the Peebles Nasty Gum thing there, kind of fuzzy. There's just a ton of that stuff.
They rule school. Like, I remember I got in the first day and like the set had just been put together and it hadn't been decorated yet. And then I came back 2 days later and it looked like this. And I was like, oh my God, you guys. They also like, we'd tell them like, we need a spider float by tomorrow. And they'd be like, okay, here we go. I need a clown box by noon today. All right, here it comes.
So my t-shirt, by the way, is for Charlene's, is a bar in Brooklyn. Owned and operated by Charlene Wellington, partner of Stuart Wellington. And I really like it because my shirt is buttoned in such a way that it says cock, and that's really funny to me.
Oh, very okay. Funny. I mean, this just jokes on jokes on jokes. It's all of it. I'm excited we got to play in the visual.
I'm looking at
medium.
The background. There's a cross stitch our mom did behind that yellow thing. You see, there's a Sweet Baby Brother is a wooden carved sign, a fan of ours made us.
Ear Trumpet Labs mic over Justin's shoulder.
Yeah.
It says P on, sometimes.
Who made it say P? Was that, it wasn't me. Was it one of us?
No, I thought it was Seth.
I guess Seth just made a decision there to make it say P right in front of us. I guess he didn't know, like, we were doing like a serious one. There's water in those mugs.
These questions were all real. We went through about 600 of them from listeners and found the ones that like were the most. I never noticed that little ghost at the bottom.
Yeah,
of the
me
screen.
Neither. That's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah, we went through about 600 questions and narrowed it down to like 20, and then we looked at that 20 and we're like, okay, what could actually be an episode? There were a few that we really liked that we didn't use that if we did do a season 2, like, I'd be excited to get to, but I'm really happy with the 6 we ended up with. This was such a strong one.
There's the crocheted Adventure Zone characters over Griffin's shoulders on the
picture
on the pipe
there
organ
that you see on the back of the whiteboard was actually done by the daughter of Seth and Jill, our art directors.
Oh yeah.
And that at one point got erased for a bit, but then we had to film this scene over.
Oh, yeah. This was actually one of the last things we filmed because we did an earlier take of this, and that was on day one of shooting, and we were really bad. And so they were like, let's do that again like 3 weeks later after you guys have some show under your belts.
So what you see up there is actually my recreation of the art.
Oh, shit.
Based on a picture that I like had to recreate it. So that is my art. Which is an interpretation of their daughter's work.
And it's also important to note when we talk about reshooting stuff, it was like whole new
John Marshall
bits. Like we didn't. Oh, this was so awkward because there were actually students walking around, like watching us do this. And the looks on their face were like, oh, sorry, I thought you were famous. As they like walked by and double taked.
This was also the first day of shooting, and you'll notice throughout the rest of the show, we don't really do these kinds of establishing like intro shots anymore because we fucking sucked at it. And we're like, and that was sort of that's how we made the show. It was just like, we're not good at this, so let's stop doing it and let's focus on the things we are better at.
This was a really weird scene because we got in there and we didn't really have anything planned. And it was just like, and then we'll do funny stuff in the dorm room.
That's what I was about to say is like that was the story of the show is just like, all right, go be funny in here. How? I don't know. Here's a blanket. Okay, I'll try.
If these are palatable at all, it's thanks to JD and our editors. Thanks to Anu and Greg and Jackie and everybody for like putting this stuff together in a way that is like palatable at all. That was probably what you just saw. There was probably like 2 hours of stuff. We got rid of like a ghost test where like smelled for ghosts and tasted for ghosts. Remember that?
I liked that a lot.
This was great.
But yeah.
This
was our first time like interacting with another human being that was like not involved with the production of the show, who was the owner of this awesome antique shop. Here's an important message. I don't remember this.
Spookmaster General thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We recorded so many interstitial bits that never made it because we were like, well, we'll have these if we run short. But we filmed like 23 hours of footage for each episode and then used 23 minutes of it. So like we had so much stuff.
Trav, I just got to highlight the Cliff Bar in my left pocket and the fact that my butt looks incredibly huge because I'm leaning on a table. Not a good look on either
You
end.
Can also see Griffin's jacket and hat from episode 2.
Can I say something? I found all of these one-offs like so scary to do because I wasn't working with you guys and I really rely on that. So it was just like,
and also
we were
off to the side watching each other do these things like, oh, all right. So that's jokes for you.
God, she was incredible. She was so funny.
Joanna's my favorite. She like her whole thing with Mac at the end and how she just wasn't having it was like the ultimate. It was so good.
She so got it so hard, which is funny. I was worried people in Huntington like wouldn't quote unquote get it, you know, get our irreverent South Park humor, which made me feel like such a dummy because like everybody got it because it's not exactly rocket science.
Yeah.
One of the things that kills me about this scene is we shot a thing with the Paranormal Society talking about like kid energy of like looking for haunted objects.
There's a lot of ghosts and
but that didn't make it into the show. So we just keep talking about the kid energy coming off of items with no explanation.
With no context whatsoever. Oh, Mac. It's just good to see him again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody sent me a little Mac-like stool in the P.O. box. It's not exactly Mac, but it's another cute stool and I suppose it's a good enough substitute.
My beard is gigantic.
Yeah, bud. Well, that was before you had a baby who would like rip at it and tear at it.
Yeah, I've cut about 8 inches off of it.
God, Travis, I was about to say, me and you look so well rested.
Yeah. See, we're talking about kid energy. That must be so confusing. Why are they obsessed with kid energy?
I remember there were certain members of the production team, and I'm not going to point them out, but hated that we used this picture because they were worried we couldn't clear it. And it was like, don't worry. This person, whoever they are, is definitely dead at this point.
By clear, Griffin means get the rights to use it from the person.
Right. Please don't tell
us. That was
actually
really hard for us to get used to.
Yeah.
But because we talk about brands a lot.
God, there was a running gag that like we did a lot. I feel it was like half the jokes we ever made were like if it felt like a scene was running long, I would just start screaming a Beyonce song and just be like, nope, can't. I would just start yelling Coldplay and be like, well, we can't use this scene anymore. So better cut it off here. We stopped being funny a while ago. So here's some here's some Rihanna music. This was so good too. The prestige turn of this book being like the most sexist thing ever.
Yeah, the joke was the name of the book too. Do you remember the name of the book?
Like something like Sweet Puss Puss or something like that.
Yeah, we're.
It's also you have to picture as this was happening. There's like 8 people standing around looking at Griffin with cameras on as we're like, now give it butterfly kiss. Like, God, it's such a weird experience.
This one was weird. This is so weird. We're so intimidated. At least I was. I don't like to talk to anybody I don't know, but certainly people who have watched
TV. I had no problem doing this. I thought the Property Brothers were stand-up dudes. And
yeah, no, they're great. I just felt nervous about doing it. Of course,
they're
like
overwhelmingly handsome. They're so handsome.
Really,
handsome.
I also love this was side set that they made on our set that looks like we're in like our dad's basement or something. It's so good.
This
That's
is actually
to the like right. If you're looking at the main set, like this was off just off to your right.
This was after we did the show with Jonathan, right?
Mm-hmm. But we'd met them before. This was not completely random.
Yeah.
They were funny. This was great.
It's funny because I thought they would talk more about real estate, but they were really into like trolling people. Like they were really into like the angle of trolling your roommate.
That's a good joke. Solid, Griffin.
I took a nap on that couch.
Yeah? You played a lot of Pokemon on that couch.
Yeah, I got electrocuted and so I took a real nap on that couch, which you would have thought somebody would be around to like keep me awake just in case, but no, I went down.
It was great because it was like a really, like, I also think I ate lunch on that couch one. It was a very practical set.
It's a really good couch.
Yeah, it's a great top-notch couch.
I think we just love that set because it was like our safe zone, like where we didn't have to like go out and none of us are especially good at like going out and talking to strangers and doing like man on the street style stuff, which if you watch the show, we do exactly once for 10 seconds.
It was so terrible.
And so this was just our headquarters. Okay, time for the star
now
of the show.
Now the star, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let me tell you, we went into the scenes with the mayor and like, with very little prep. I think this, like, we had talked to him for about 5 minutes before we sat down and started filming. And I had this, like, panic, like, under, like, I was like, oh, he's not gonna, like, play along right. And, like, we haven't explained the joke. He fucking nailed, like,
yeah, he
was so spot on.
He also has a very hard improv job, which is we had to say, we had to say yes to everything. And the mayor had to say no, which is a very tough improv thing to make funny. That he did great. He also has a cold in this scene, and there's one other.
I think he had a cold in a few of the episodes. But he's a real pro, and he played through the pain. I also had the same thing where we were like, "Can we be mayor for a minute?" And he said no. I was like, okay. And that freaked me out because like I feel like that was our original pitch for wanting to do it in Huntington. Is one, we wanted to like be in Huntington and do the show there, but also like, hey, we know some folks, we can probably do some dumb stuff. And so the very first thing we pitched was like, what if we became temporary mayor? And thought that idea was so good, and everybody who heard it was like, okay, yeah, that's a good example, let's do it in Huntington. And then we filmed that scene and the mayor was like, no, you can't. No. And I was like, oh shit.
Look at my fucking gut. Hey, Justin, your posture is just ridiculous.
I mean, none of us are good at it, sitting and standing.
I hate looking at my beer gut on camera. Ugh. Ugh. Makes me upset.
You think I'd lose weight? I knew I was going to be on a TV show.
Yeah.
We hired this guy, had so many casting sessions, and he just really stood out to play Clint, and he was incredible. I don't remember what he had worked on. Yeah, okay. He did okay. He went through extensive surgery to look like our dad. It was amazing.
Check out our dad's Star Trek themed pebble in this shot, if you wouldn't mind.
There's a lot of things that I don't think we, to use the industry term again, cleared, including there's a John Cena action figure that just gets a fucking like close up in one of these episodes that it's like, hey guys, that's Jonathan Cena. I don't think we can use his visage really.
This was one of the first, these bits were one of the first things that we came up with when we were filming it, when we were planning it, these shots where we would check in with our dad halfway through to talk about how things were going.
Originally, it was going to be like we got some snacks from him, and I think that evolved naturally into spaghetti dinners with dad. But the idea was like it would come in the middle of the episode, and he would help us basically fucking carve up or like get some energy with celery and ants on a log and kid snacks to like get out there and get back in the advice game. But instead, we just shot it here at the radio station where he works.
Hey, Griffin, here I want to go on record right now and apologize. Because in about 3 seconds, I'm about to slap your tummy. And I'm so sorry I did it.
You did that, didn't you?
It was just a brother impulse of like, I'm going to slap that belly.
Just couldn't not hit folks in the show, I guess.
Oh, this is so good. This was legitimate 100%. The reveal of this to Griffin and was a legitimate reveal. Like, we had
Me
not
too.
Seen
I didn't
it.
Look at it before.
We hadn't opened the box. We hadn't looked at it.
I forgot who, I don't know, remember who ordered it. I think it may have been Greg.
I think it was Greg,
I can say, I think I can say this generally now. This, originally, we almost had to do something different because the eBay seller of this.
It's so cagey.
Was very cagey. Like, he basically, I think, and I may be wrong, so nobody can sue me. I think he wanted us to pay for the rights to his story that he put on eBay.
Yeah, it wasn't the doll he was worried about. He was worried about the story that was used.
Yeah.
Which kind of breaks kayfabe a little bit. Like, now I know it's a work of fiction.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Greg or whoever bought this, great pickup. Perfect. Because it is legitimately the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Greg or Jackie,
I also want to mention here, because I got a good shot of my nails, Wine Knot and Dark Humor are the two colors.
Oh, I'm glad you remember.
Yeah. Both from Sally Hinton.
This is maybe a good time to talk about how, and we definitely didn't plan it this way, but I think 4 out of the 6 episodes end with sort of a supernatural death. a sort of supernatural horror element, which is sort of, I guess, a running theme throughout all of our sort of creations. But I think we hit a point where after we all die in episode 4, where we're like, why does this keep happening in every episode?
We didn't conceive of this necessarily being connected to Clown Box. Like, we didn't even kind of realize until we were shooting, like, oh, you know what? There's two prominent clowns in this.
There's two scary clown thing. And I think that like the scary clown gag is so played. And I think Clown Box, I think we took that basic flavor and elevated it a bit.
This is Tyler Crowley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. If you've seen some of our animated clips on YouTube that we put up, they were made by Tyler Crowley, who came back and did these for us.
I'm just waiting for me to start making that doll masturbate, because that's where the money is.
That's really where it pays off. I just love Drawn Marvin. I don't know if it shows up too, but I don't know if you can see it in any of the shots, but Marvin, the clown doll, came with like a clown brooch.
Yeah,
like a clown face pin.
I think that's so where it's like spirit energy comes from.
God, I love this story.
This story was actually much darker, I feel. I think we edited this story for content.
Yes,
a little bit, yeah.
I think it actually ends with Marvin getting like lit up by the police in a really graphic way. And so we're like, you know what? Maybe not a super great fit for our...
Yeah, he didn't die in the crash initially. He died getting shot by the police officers.
Here we go.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
That was the first scene we filmed that I felt really good about.
Yeah.
The other stuff came together, but I that was the first.
This is in the Frederick.
Oh, the Frederick building rules. If you're ever in Huntington, just like go in that building.
21 Club has one of the greatest steaks I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's actually connected to our studio.
Yeah, it was very convenient.
So we filmed in a closed clothing store called Wright's. That has since moved. It's on 3rd Avenue now, but we shot in there, and it's in the same building as the Frederick, which is this. And I don't think we shot anything in that lobby, even though we wanted to. Nothing that ended up in the show, right?
Oh, real quick. So I want to say about Sam and Annie. They were great. They were the first like expert people we talked to, and I at least was very nervous because like I didn't want to make it seem like we were making fun of what they did.
It was a really tough line to walk. Yeah,
I was so worried that they would be like upset at us for asking these questions. They were so funny and they were so
really
cool
great.
And had a great time. I've seen them like tweet about the show after it came out, and they're great.
So that doesn't really connect. That was another play on our like not being able to say the real name of things. There used to be a lot of those.
This was also like a fully was an occupied dorm. So, like, we got in the way of people, like, trying to get to their dorm rooms.
Oh. It was an all-women's dorm, too. So, like...
Yeah, Buskirk's all women.
So, we shouldn't have been doing this.
It was also hot as balls in there, and, like...
I bought that giant skull at a Rite Aid, and it was a good fucking pickup.
Yeah. And we had to color on it, because, once again, we had to, like, Greek it so we could use it.
That was so stupid. Nobody's getting... That's my giant skull!
Hey, that's a sweet... That bowling thing in the back is a decanter with, like, little glasses that would open up. We never displayed it.
Yeah, there's, like, a little bronze person on top of it bowling, and you lift it off the lid, and there was the decanter and cups inside, but we never got to show it off.
Marshall's so pretty, and we didn't show it off good, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to do a lot more outdoor shots, but it alternated between being, like, incredibly hot and raining. Because, like, we did this in, like... early September.
Yeah, that's monsoon season in Huntington.
I was hiding underneath the bed for the entirety of them filming this. I did not see this because I had to be in place. So I was
there was
the
a lot of times like that where I did not see what happened when we were recording until long after, like
There are also a couple different moments where
hold on, Griff was laughing at my funny thing.
Well, I just remembered how long it takes for you to get out from under the very little
bed. That's really good. Justin, I think at one point was actually hiding in the closet, but then the camera battery died in the middle of filming it. And so he wanted to reset somewhere else so the surprise would be more natural.
Yeah, this is a very hard... That's right, Charles, I forgot about it. This is a very hard room to shoot in because it's very tiny. And our camera people had to be somewhere in there. So they were like contorted. Bill and Alex are like contorting themselves on the furniture.
Filmed so much here. We filmed like a whole seance scene. There was a whole thing where Justin... Oh my God, we haven't talked about Josh or me.
Oh yeah.
Okay, God.
So there is this whole thing where we go out to this cabin and Justin gets inspirited by an evil spirit named Josh or me, right? And tries to leave the cabin, but Travis and I have to hunt him down. And I think he comes out of the TV in this room and like attacks Justin. And then we tried to like do a seance with Josh or me, and all of it was so not funny.
30-minute psychosexual exploration of otherworldly horror. None of it funny. Not a joke in the thing.
Half a day of shooting that just like did not manifest in the show at all.
Dick is what I said there.
We said a lot of things in front of those two strangers, huh?
Yeah.
We sat there for so long doing this.
This was very
seance
long.
Thing.
Yeah. I got possessed by the TV at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This would, I also would say, as our first episode, this doll drop-off runaway extraction thing was maybe one of the more logistically difficult. I don't know why it was so hard for us to plan it, but...
I mean, we had three different shooting positions and, like... You can definitely see somebody behind the window there.
It was a ghost.
I never noticed the cat book is next to the picture of the boy.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's the sweet puss, sweet, sweet puss. What we didn't know about this next part is he is genuinely very afraid of clowns. And we didn't know about that when we did this and felt kind of bad about it afterwards. Couldn't have sat him up better. I guess he's got a big, heavy ceramic head.
Yeah, I was in a rush too. We only had one shot because we did want it to be kind of authentic. Like, we were really careful to like stuff that would require acting. We tried to avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
So we wanted it to be real. That was a pretty shot.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Now, should we reveal that that's actually not Dad's house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is the Smurls place.
The Smurls. Dad lives in Ironton, which would have been like a 30-minute drive out to his place. And this is, the Smurls live about 30 seconds from my house in Huntington. So it made a lot of sense.
And they have a great open concept. So it was way easier to shoot in.
Yeah. That's Jim's spaghetti, right? And we ate that every day.
I think it was just catering spaghetti.
It was just catering spaghetti. And I feel like that was really funny when we were thinking about it. Like, what if it was just always spaghetti? Like, when we had that idea, like, every time we have the wrap-up with Daddy, we're just always, always, always eating spaghetti, and I do not know if it played.
Did we leave the shot in of us actually eating the food, or did that make it in the bloopers?
It's in the bloopers, I think. One interesting note is that we're all actually drinking alcohol here, and this is the only time in the whole show that we drank at all, but I did drink... I think we had like two drinks filming it. I don't know.
We batch shot, I think, all of these, but like two.
Yeah.
There he is.
So anyway, this was fun because there were people on the other side of the street, which you can kind of see in the windows. And they were really enjoying my performance.
We shot a lot of this like outside in downtown Huntington, which meant we got a lot of people just yelling at us from their cars.
Yeah, which is fair. Anyway. That's episode 001 of our show. We hope you enjoyed it.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Oh, and go buy our show if you haven't already. Anyway, that's our fake production company.
I mean, it's a real production company.
I mean, it's a real production company. That's right. Stupid.
That's good.